Great to have you listening. Thanks for joining me. Love your calls. So thanks to everybody that's called so far today. Tom Lynch has been good enough to take our phone call. Adelaide Crows forward. They're under siege right now, the Adelaide Crows. No need to tell him the story. They haven't won a game this year, but got a winnable game against Melbourne coming up tomorrow night. And he joins me on the line. Welcome to you, Tom. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
I broadcast your last couple of games for Fox and for Seven, obviously, in Adelaide. And it's been an interesting watch because there's been games this year where, well, you've been right in them. The Essendon game 2 games ago, there was a chance that you're going to steal that one. And there were times even against North Melbourne, even though you were beaten by 69 points, where you showed signs that you could click at any minute. So I was asked during the coverage of the game, what do Adelaide do next? Because everyone's thinking of the long term, I presume. Inside the footy club, the thing you do next is obviously just got to win this game coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And you touched on it. It's been a disappointing, season thus far. And there's still plenty of opportunities for us, for this year moving forward. But yeah, that is one of the most disappointing things. And the brand of footy we feel like we've been playing over the past month to 6 weeks has been one where we feel like we're improving, and you can definitely see the improvement. We started off obviously being able to play consistently for a quarter or two and it developed into being in some contests, but you obviously fell away on the weekend, which wasn't ideal, and that's obviously been the disappointing element.
And it's almost like a grand final for you tomorrow night against Melbourne, because this, you have to win the game. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, we've been going into every game with that attitude. And we want to win desperately, not just for ourselves, but for our fans. And we feel like every time we step out there, we've got the belief that we can win any game against anyone. But, right now, that's certainly the challenge. But we've got to continue to instill that belief in one another, and especially some of the younger players in the side. And I'm hopeful that a win's not too far away.
You've ridden some ups and downs, Tom, with Adelaide. You got there, I think, straight off the back of the Neil Craig departure, and Bix had coast a couple of games, and then Sando came in what was your first year there. So you've seen that. You've seen the horrific situation with Phil Walsh. He had a bit under Campo. You saw Don Pike. You saw the camp. Now you're seeing this under Matthew Nix. Can you believe that ride?
when you put it like that, it has been a little bit of an interesting roller coaster, but certainly I've been really thankful for my time here in Adelaide, and I absolutely love the footy club and adore being here, and very fortunate that I was given the opportunity. But I think if you put all that together, what I can say is I've got great belief in Matty Nix and what he can do, and I truly believe he's going to be at the footy club for a very, very long time, and it's not too far away. I know it mightn't seem like it right now, but we are developing, we are improving, albeit not on the footy field at the moment, but I can see it in our training and I know we're certainly heading in the right direction. So that's our job as senior players now to help the next generation through, but also stand up and get the job done.
Can also take you back, you spent a couple of years under Ross Lyon as well, didn't you? So can I take you back to those days when you had, I suppose, an iconic coach is a different way of looking at it, but can I use that word? A coach that had great strength in the industry and you were pretty young at the time, so you would have eaten and breathed every word he said.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get or play too many games whilst I was in Kilda or have too much to do with the senior group. Obviously had some wonderful leaders at the football club as well. I mean, you talk about Nick Riewoldt, Lenny Hayes, Nick Del Santo, and these guys. So being able to learn off those guys, it certainly helped me with my leadership as my career's progressed. But, obviously didn't get too many senior opportunities, so probably better off asking someone else a bit more about those.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm trying to sort of draw a line through your leadership now and where you are now as a leader of the club. And you've got a whole heap of young guys at the club now who are kind of in the same situation as you were in when you were first at St Kilda in a young position where there was a bit of turmoil.
Yeah, well, they were, it was a little bit different because they were really successful. When I was at St Kilda, they were in 2 grand finals and were really successful. So that's probably the difference there. But definitely leaning on a lot of the senior players that I've had and leaders that I've been lucky enough to have over my football journey. And you know, that goes back to my days even when I was playing school footy, and was lucky enough to have Stewie Lowe as a mentor. So I only got off the phone to him about half an hour ago as well. So I'm very fortunate that you know, we've got some great people in our lives.
So you have been tapping into a few of those people?
I'm sure everyone has. I'm sure all the players and coaches, and you know, if you've got the resources, you may as well. So I'm very fortunate that I've got a lot of great friends and allies and people that give their time to help me. So I'm very appreciative of that, for sure.
So what do you do in-game tomorrow night? Once you walk over the white line, what can you do structure-wise, style-wise, to make sure you get the win that you haven't been doing so far?
Yeah, obviously the four-day turnaround certainly helps us getting on with playing a game when you have a loss like we did last week. But, you know, a real focus for us has obviously been, you know, being up for the fight, staying in the contest. We haven't been able to be on the positive side of that ledger all year. That's obviously important, and that's all over the ground. That's not just in the midfield and in forward and defence. And no, I want to give everything away, but you know, we'll come in with the style that we believe is going to be able to get the job done, and some opportunity for some guys as well to play in front of some fans here at Adelaide Oval will be special for them.
And the halftime, Matthew Nix is in the water bottles. I was broadcasting it. I was calling it as it was. Those shots were put to air live. I didn't really think it was that bad myself, but what did you? Was it different? Has he used that process before to explain stuff?
Oh, I think it's amazing how much detail the media go to into analysing what goes on. But he was briefly, I think, for about 5 seconds, touching on an element of the way we play. So you know, there's lots of way our coaches coach, and that was the bit that was caught on camera, but. You know, as I've said before, he's got a, you know, great balance and great teaching skills for the players, and hopefully we can see a few of that, a little bit of that going forward in the second half of the year.
And you have to inject that faith into your young group too, because there will be young guys asking, you know, are we heading in the right direction, wouldn't there?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's really important that, I know it's been touched on, but especially the guys that are experienced players in our team, we certainly play the most consistent footy in the group and lead the way for the next generation of players coming through. So, you know, we'd be first to say that we've been inconsistent with that this year, and you know, and as our performance probably reflects, but that's certainly an area we've been working on, and I know everyone's been really passionate about giving their all and turning this around, because it's certainly not a position we want to be in.
And Tex obviously comes back. He missed with gastro, so he's straight back. Anybody else likely to come in?
Yeah, hopefully. He's a big fella. Paul Blake went down early Saturday morning, so yeah, looking forward to having him back in the mix, and you know, we won't know what he brings for our group, but yeah, I think there'll be a few guys in the hunt to play this week, obviously after the performance we played on the weekend. So I think those teams come out tonight, and don't want to give too much away, Dwayne.
Yeah, I know you don't. But it is good to have a chat to you, Tom. I know it's easy to, you know, some people would run and hide, and I'm glad you are not one of those that has ever done that. So, Tom, thanks for having a chat to us. I know that probably a few questions that I could have wished for a more expansive answer, but I kind of got the answer that I knew I was going to get, because you do have to be careful. I'm broadcasting again tomorrow night as well, so I can't wait to broadcast it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on. Cheers.
Tom Lynch, Adelaide forward. He's a good, great leader for that club, and he has been through a lot of ups and downs, and let's hope they're leaning on him big time, because they need their leaders, the young guys at this stage, to take them through it. Huge game for both Melbourne. We've heard about Melbourne, and for Simon Goodwin today, as to how big it is for the Melbourne Footy Club, and it's a huge game for Adelaide as well. Worst losing streak in the 29-year history of the club. They've lost their last 12 games in a row now. Crows had never won a wooden spoon in their 29-year history. Their worst finish ever was 14th. So right now, they're on track for an 18th place finish and their first ever wooden spoon, unless they can get a couple of wins. And they have got a tough run coming, but Melbourne is one team that they could beat if they get it together. A huge game tomorrow night. Stick around. More to come on Dwayne's World next.